Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yeah, is this Ruben?
This is he.
Chad Shelton here.
How you doing?
Okay, what'd you come up with?
All right, let's bring up your file. All right. All right. Where are we at? Okay. So we're going to try to kind of little make a little exception here. I have two basic questions. Number one, how did you pay that vendor?
I paid him with a cashier's check. I went to the bank, got the money out, and paid it.
Cool. So here's what I need from you. Do you have a pen handy to get this thing wrapped up?
No, I got a pen handy, but I'm driving, so I can't.
How's your memory?
Terrible. I just have to park and talk to you.
Okay. Do you want to give me a call back?
Yeah, I'm pulling into a spot now. Maybe it's. Yeah, I can. Just hang on. I see a parking spot right now. All right, go ahead, buddy.
So, for your vendor that you already paid on the invoice, I just need them to update that trailer that you already paid for. I need them to update that invoice that shows it's paid or zero balance for the one you already paid for. So, just have them revise the invoice to show.
Tell you what, why don't I give you their phone number and they'll email that stuff to you, because I'm on the road in a truck right now.
No worries. Yeah. I need you to send a copy.
Okay. Their phone number is 618-688.
Hold on. 618?
688-1625. That's Richie Brothers, and the contact person is Karen Argini.
Okay. Okay. Second
pressure on me to get this squared.
No, this will be funded. I can get this funded tomorrow. Second question for you. Uh-huh. Do you have a copy of that cashier check?
At home, I do, yes.
We're going to ask them to send us a copy and let you know if we run into any issues. Here's the other question. Your rep's not here, so I'm putting on my sales hat. Obviously, I'm a very abrasive person, so I'm not a salesperson by nature. The only question my funding department has is this. Dennis should have never sent in your hauling contract, because that's not a hauling contract. That's a document that says you own this company. When they called Musco Express, they said, hey, no, Chet does work with us. He's a hauler, so that comes in. The question my funding department is, why was this document signed? Who made this document and who signed it? Was it you and just a mistake? They just want to know what happened.
No. The company that I lease to fills out that document. I have to sign it in order to work there, that I will abide by their rules and et cetera. And
all right, so I've got to be as specific as possible. Dennis got a document from you, and I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm trying to make sure your deal goes smoothly, okay? He got a document from you, and he's not here right now, so I'm at limited resources. But he sent a document in, and I can show you what this document says. Let me just bring it up. Let's just do this. Let's go express. And I'm sorry, I'm just trying to kind of unwind time. He opened a can of worms when he sent that in, and he should have read it. So the document he has says... LLC operating a Musco Express. It says it's signed by two people. Did they give you this document? Because I guess what's going on is when this was signed in 2/23/15, when our funding department is calling Musco, they're saying, we never signed that, or we never generated that document. So I do not want to create a bag of worms. Do you know, did they give you that form, and maybe it's just not your right contact?
They gave it to me, buddy. It was in my permit book. Again, call them and ask them to send you whatever you want them to send you. I'll have a problem with that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sounds like the vendor. Give me a second. Uh, Okay, I'm going to get on this. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.